Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk with Jenna and Nikki. I'm Nikki, and I'm going to go ahead and bring on Jenna right now. Hey, Jenna.
Hello, how are you?
I am good. Mm-hmm. I am good. I'm really good. How about you?
Okay.
You're good?
I've been better. Well, I mean, I'm not bad. I have been better. I got one of those bugs that's going around because, you know, when you travel, the airports and planes are like the most disgusting thing that you could probably put yourself in, and you just kind of want to sit in a hazmat suit. And I was like flying home, and I had multiple delays, and I was sitting in the airport for extended periods of time, and then on the plane for extended periods of time. So I just caught something funky from the plane, and you know, it's one of those things where everyone around me before I left had it, and now I have finally succumbed to it. But it's not as bad because while I was there, my cousin had told me about this product called Cold FX, and I'm not in any way promoting it. I'm just saying that I noticed that I didn't get a full-on cold since I had been taking it before, because it said, like, the first signs, that's the kind of medicine it is. You take it at the first signs, and it's, like, it has, like, echinacea in it, and I'm telling you, it's like a miracle worker. Like, I don't know. You don't get it as bad. Hey, anytime you don't get it as bad, because I always get it really hot, bad on my chest. So I'm trying not to get that because, as you know, it's very hard to get rid of.
Oh, yeah.
From our 2 month stint of being sick last winter.
Exactly. We'd talked about that last night. We were talking about that on air last night about how it was, you know, it was just like the bug that kicked our butts. And, you know, it was a well-deserved one because we really tempted fate, you know, with the temperatures that we were investigating in. So I'm surprised it's all we got,
yeah, well,
you know. I'm surprised we didn't have any limbs lost due to, you know, friggin' temperatures. I know I thought my toes were possibly going to be goners. But you know what?
I'm never cold. I wouldn't either. I mean, I'm never cold. That was like the most clothes I think I've ever had on my life. And, you know, like buying that thing that covers your face, too. I'm like, oh, my God. You know.
I have one now. And
me too.
In fact, it haunts me in my laundry. It's in my laundry room,
but I
and
use
it somehow keeps reappearing all the time.
I know.
And I'm like, not now, not yet. But you know what? Come winter, it'll be like everything else.
Right.
I will not be able to find it. It'll be the only thing that does not resurface, you know, like it does now during the summer. It just keeps reappearing. It's like, hey, remember me? And I'm like, yeah, I don't need you yet. Not yet, buddy.
Well, it's funny. I took mine to Canada with me because in the fall, sometimes it gets really cold and windy. And I was like, well, maybe I'll need this. And I didn't need it. But now I'm like thinking, now you have me thinking, did I bring it back with me? I hope to God I did. I'm pretty sure.
Because if not, we're going to have the worst winter ever. It's all your fault.
No, I'm just going to buy another one on Amazon. It'll be fine.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you should have done that already. Have one there and one here, you know, then we could all just have really not so horrible weather. Maybe that would be the key.
Right. Well, they're already predicting that we're going to have a horrible winter. Have you heard this?
I did hear something about
it. It's going to be like the snowiest winter ever. Yeah.
I believe it's
supposed to be the snowiest winter ever.
This year, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, you know that saying, the national, like, I don't put faith, as we all know, like, you and I have talked about this, I don't put faith into, like, inanimate objects and, like, shit like that. Like, we've talked about, like, how when people believe in something so often, like, a lot of times it comes true. And that Farmer's Almanac, like predicted that it's supposed to be the worst winter ever or whatever. And like, I just try and keep a positive outlook on stuff. Like, I'm not going to say some book is, and yeah, I know they predict gotten it right, but whatever. Like, there's no
they've
science.
They've also predicted a lot of crap and gotten it wrong too, you know? So.
Right. And that's the thing is like
another.
With weather, it's like so, it's the only job that you could do wrong every single day of your life and still have a job. Because, like, the weathermen are like, yeah, tomorrow it's going to rain, and then the next day it's sunny, and they're like, oh, well, the front moved up. You know, it's not an exact science. I'm sorry. It's not. And
exactly.
Anyone who says it is, kind of like the paranormal, it's not an exact science.
Exactly.
But,
you got that right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But. You know, it's crazy, but I hope it's not going to be that way because that will make traveling in the wintertime so much more difficult and any possible investigations that we decide to do even that more challenging.
Yeah. Exactly.
We're
going
to have to get you
not to mention, I don't
a
like,
snowblower.
You know, looking like a Michelin man. I have a snowblower.
Right. No one does.
I don't know if it works, but I have one.
No. We'll have to get you, we'll have to make a vehicle out of one. Like Tennessee race
you
case,
know,
like,
I
you know how they
snowmobile.
Make like ghost traps? But,
yeah, I had a snowmobile, and we actually just got rid of it. I don't think it ever really ran. So we're bound to have a need for it this year, you know, since we no longer have it. That's how that works.
What would
so,
we
yeah.
drive
I might have
to investigations it. On a – oh, my God, that would be hilarious. Driving to an investigation on a snowblower. Not a
could
snowblower.
Could you imagine,
so,
like, all
yeah.
my crap? Like, all my gear that I tote, like – It would be ridiculous. There, I don't think it would move. It would just sit there and be like, yeah, right, lady. Try again.
our guest is asking when they're supposed to call. Should I tell them in another 8 minutes or so, or should I tell them now? What would you like?
You know what? Just tell them in the next 5.
Okay.
Yeah. And he can pick whichever one of those 5 he chooses to call.
What?
Call in between 1 and 5 minutes. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that would be hilarious. Like, where would you put your totes? And,
I
all your rolling totes and, again, all your tripods. You have to, like, make a backpack of just tripods.
I know,
but it would be funny.
Like, I don't think it had enough horsepower to, you know, even on its best of days to move all that. That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but it would be funny, like, showing up to an investigation on one of those. That would be like...
It would be.
It would be, like
it would be. But you know what? That ride would suck. Imagine how cold that would be. Oh, my God.
Very cold.
But hopefully we won't need
very
that. Cold. You know, I'm still looking for that, you know, location that is in, you know, a beautiful, like, nice temperature island where I can see the water, you know, you look down and you can see the bottom.
Well, I've been trying to get you to go
place there to go investigate, you know?
Well, I already gave you one idea and I already told you what to do in order to go there with me. And you just need to do that.
Yes.
The Jamaica
yes,
trip?
I do.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. I think Jamaica would be a perfect destination.
I think it would be pretty cool.
It would be cool, but it would also not be cold. So that's key.
True that.
I
could definitely
be
down for that.
We should start just planning investigations only in the South in the winter. Like Florida, Georgia, nothing above like the line, or what is it, the south of the border. We're just staying down in Florida and like lower states where it's warmer.
Exactly. Not a bad idea. So yeah,
I know.
We'll have to start making our plan and you know, look for some not so necessarily overdone places. I want to go to some places that are still a little fresh, you know.
Well,
I mean?
Yeah, that's how I feel too. I'm just like, I'm over the over investigated places. Like, I mean, they're great. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But I like something new that somebody else, like, that I can't go on YouTube and just see, like, 50 videos of people, you know, and what they, like, I don't want to go in with, like, knowing what's there. I just want to experience it for myself. Does that make sense?
Right. No, I totally get it. But there are still those other locations that are more, I guess, investigated that, you know, I still do have some on my bucket list. I have some that I haven't hit, some I want to hit again that I have hit. You know, I guess I'm not real picky when it comes to where, as long as it's warmer, I'm happy. I'm a happy girl.
Well, yeah, I hear you. Mm-hmm. As long as I'm not investigating, that's what I'm happy. I don't care.
That too, for sure.
I'd be happy if I was warm, but I'll suck it up if I was cold.
Not too warm, not too cold. It has to be just right, you know. I'll be the Goldilocks of, is it Goldilocks?
Yeah.
Or whatever. The porridge is too hot, porridge is too cold. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll be that one. Yeah, so I don't know what's up with our guest. He's going to be calling in when or what. For those of you who didn't see the promo, which I would be surprised if you didn't see the promo, but our guest is Rob, and he is not on the line. And, so.
Well, Rob likes to make an entrance, so to speak. He likes to be fashionably late. You know.
Oh, no, it's not even that. It's just that he's trying to give me a hard time.
I know.
There's nothing
but
there.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But he also likes to be fashionably late.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Now he should be in later. Whatever. Yeah, I guess he calls when he calls. Yeah. Typical Rob.
Okay. What?
Yeah. I said, typical Rob, he's going to call when he's going to call.
Oh, yeah. But
yay.
So, what do you have coming up for investigations? Are you going anywhere? Are you out on the road anytime soon?
Actually, I'm going to be heading out on the road. I'm not sure if I'm going to be doing like a full investigation or just kind of getting my feet wet at a location. I'm not sure that I can release the information just yet, but I'll be there Friday. I'll be there on Friday.
Oh, nice.
And then we've got our SuperCon coming up, so of course that's exciting, and that's at Coketown Elementary, aka our temporary home there for a little bit, which is coming up, and I am stoked. So that should be really good, and I know Rob has a special announcement about that when he does call in. So I'm looking forward to hearing what that is and sharing that with everybody.
It's very tentative, but I believe I'm going with John Huntington, which I am very excited about. Number one, because he is like the ghost father in terms of like ITC. I saw a T-shirt that totally described him yesterday, and I was on a website, and it said, "You need this shirt." It says, I'm a professional ghost friend, and that's what he is. He's a professional ghost friend.
That is so true.
Like,
that's a great shirt.
He is. Yes, he has many ghost friends.
Yes, he does. It seems that way,
but
no matter where he goes. It looks like our guest is finally here. We shall go ahead and bring in the Rob Zarek. Without further ado, here is the man.
Awesome.
Hello, Rob.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you? I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
You are? Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I have
Are you having a good evening?
I don't know. I mean, not awful, not good. Like, just an average evening. Doing some work.
Yeah.
Trying to not be stressed with all the amount of work I have going on. And, you know, I think that's it. So I guess I'm doing good. I have no complaints.
Right.
Oh. Well, that is good.
That might be a first round.
Well,
yeah, I got nothing. I mean, I have a little bit of a migraine, but, like, besides that, that's typical.
Wow. That's a good night, I think, from my perspective.
Well, the last time I talked to him on the phone, he had undergone tooth surgery, so he was a little bit more doped up than this time. Yeah. So it's been a little while since I've...
Well, the irony is I was supposed to probably go back today to get it refilled because the filling popped out. Well, you know what? I need to lose like 10 pounds, so I figured I might as well just not get it done, and then I don't have to eat. So then I have my excuse not to eat because it hurts, and you know I don't want it to crack. So I'll just hold off.
Or you can get it done and have it hurt from having it done and not eat. I mean, there's other ways to look at that too. You know.
I don't know. I had that, and then I have an ulcer that flared up. So I have I don't know. I just didn't go today. I was supposed to go, but I didn't go.
Yeah.
Naughty, naughty now.
So you mentioned the teeth. And
yeah.
Plus they wanted another payment. They wanted another payment. So it was like, that was the other deciding factor. I was like, no, I'm not paying. So.
Yeah. I was talking about with a friend of mine the other day, and they have to get some dental work done. And I said, dentistry is like, I feel like it's sort of an area that has not advanced in a lot of pain-free methods. I still feel like it's a little bit archaic. Like modern medicine, when you go to the doctor, it's definitely, they've made advances in like making things less painful. But I feel like dentistry is like the one area where it's not at all advanced in pain-free. Nothing. Like when it comes to dentistry, it's like, I just, I don't know. I don't know why they can't advance in that way.
Well, I've had root canals before. And, I was always under the assumption that a root canal was, was given a bad rap. It didn't hurt. Because I had two other ones before, and it was fine. And this last time, it was bad. I could see why they get the rap they do. It was not great.
So the before ones were like a preview of, the light side of things. I guess you had the root canal this time, right?
Well, I had
heavy duty.
Because if you recall, the one that I had done earlier in the year, I had a major infection. I'm like, and my face was all swollen. And this time my face wasn't swollen, so I just assumed it was going to be easier. And that was not the case. I guess the infection settled differently, or I don't know. There's some sort of science behind it that I thought they were just bullshitting me because I was Googling it as I was there. And I was like, they have to be lying because there's no way this should hurt this bad. And no matter how much Novocaine they pumped in there, it just wasn't – the Novocaine was not taking. And apparently that's a thing. I thought they were lying to me. I guess maybe I'm just not trustworthy, which is sad to say. But, the dentist was like, sometimes it doesn't take if the infection is really bad. And I was like, these people are lying to me because they see me twitching and convulsing when they stick the, whatever they're doing in there, and that they're just trying to cover their tracks. But apparently it is like a sign. It is a thing. So they're covered.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd Google anything when I was at the dentist. You're a brave man.
Not dental related.
Not dental related, no.
No, I was Googling it. And it probably was like the other thing was like some sort of like brain tumor and all this other stuff. So there was like a 50% chance I was going to die right there. I just didn't. I was on the positive 50%, I guess, according to Google.
Oh, really?
Wow. that's a good thing. I mean, like she said, I don't think I'll take that. I don't think I'll Google dental treatments while I'm at the dentist. There's some things that are just better, to just assume that they're full of crap, and to think that maybe they were just using, some Novocaine that was, slightly expired and not as effective and demand more.
Water instead of Novocaine was my theory.
Yeah, something. Yeah, man. Like, what are you all doing?
Is this your first day? The water and the Novocaine was somehow mixed. That's what I thought.
Would explain a lot. It would explain a lot.
I think they do that sometimes anyway. They're like, watch this. They're like, hey, watch and jump. You know, they're like, hey, you know, this is going to hurt a little. And then the first
probably,
one, you don't feel anything.
No, it's
the
like
next
one, of
it's like they wiggle it or something. And,
it's like when you go to the fast food restaurant and you mouth off and you spit the food. It's the same thing. So you always got to be nice to the dentist. Because they can just claim your Novocaine didn't take. It's the same thing.
Maybe you weren't nice that day.
I'm always nice.
Or maybe
I think that's
you didn't
my show
an appointment and they don't like having no shows and they were like, watch, next time you go, you just might pay.
That could be true.
I don't know. I think the one time that his nice, like, all right, so that time that the guy yelled at him across from Keeley Mansion at that restaurant, like, that was one time when he wasn't, like, let's just say, like, he wasn't being a smart aleck. Like, he was just, like, legitimately asking a question. And the guy, like, tore him a new one. It was, like, the funniest thing because he's like, no, I really wasn't being an asshole.
And then I didn't
believe him,
so I went with him, and the guy was really that just having, a bad life or something. And
my question was, like, do you have a packet of ketchup? I believe that was my actual question.
No, that was one of them, but the other one was
chicken. Tender.
Breast, chicken breast, are they breaded or not breaded? It was just, you know, when you order a chicken sandwich, it doesn't say if it's breaded or not.
Our sandwiches from there, like the one that I got, I was like, and you got too, it was a chicken parm, and never in my life have I had a chicken parm that had like grilled chicken in it, which it's always typically breaded, but I mean, go figure. I don't know.
The next time we went, the people who we met there to investigate with had gone over there beforehand and were like, oh boy, you know, oh no, they were over there. Oh my. And they were talking about how wonderful and delightful it was to go over there and how wonderful and kind the people were that worked there. Rob and I just looked at each other like, did they go to the same place? Like, where? What? Like, it was just, like, the weirdest thing. It felt paranormal, honestly, because it was like, no, that did not just happen. Because that was not the previous experience for us, that's for sure.
No. I mean, you guys came back, and I just remember the look on both of your faces, and you were just, like, horrified at what just transpired.
Yeah, it was
bad. Nikki's like, never have I been at a loss for words.
That was one of them.
Well, I think,
that was one that had
I think
me.
The problem is I normally will, like, completely overblow a story. You know, like, my stories are very elaborate. You know, like, the guy probably
you have your
like,
shark. You
normally
got
would not.
Your shark tail.
Yeah, like, you know, if he wasn't, like, if he was just kind to me, and I'd make it like he was the meanest person in the world, just to sell the story. You know, so I think maybe it's one of those things that you should just assume that the guy really wasn't that mean. And I was just making it up. And, you know.
Yeah, it's true.
He was that mean.
I thought he was just like, you know, just a little short, but no, he was like borderline evil.
Yeah. He might have been possessed by the guy from Keeley Mansion. That could have been the actual scenario.
This is my house.
Scenario.
If he would have said, this is my house, I would have been like, all right, dude. We gotta figure something out. We need to get some holy water or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sounds a little out of control.
That's a new theory.
What?
New theory. That if that was really the guy from Keeley that took that guy over.
Oh, okay. Mm. Well,
yeah.
I don't know. It's possible. But, you know, you want to know something funny? Last night I was watching TV randomly, and it was this whole thing on the Gettysburg battlefield. And while I was sitting there watching it, the whole time I was thinking about Thaddeus. And I'm like, why am I randomly thinking about Thaddeus right now? But he made such an impression on me as a spirit, I guess, that like I was just like, oh, I wonder how Stan's doing. And we all know that he likes to follow us around.
That's at least what we gathered. You know what's cool?
You know,
we actually got to go across the street from there and check out a house that was having activity.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty cool. Yeah. It's pretty neat.
We actually have to review that evidence.
I know. We got to check the rest of it out.
See if there's anything in there. Because we actually captured something, I believe.
No, we
yeah,
definitely
it was,
did. We definitely did. We just have to review the rest of it.
Yeah, I was standing against a wall, and it was like, you know, when there's a second story that's been closed off, because at one time I think it was two units, and that was like a way to get up there. And I heard somebody walk down the steps behind me, behind the wall, and I turned around and went up there, and there's no one there. And then I had my video camera sitting on the steps, and you could hear the steps on the video camera. And then when we reviewed the audio that went along with it, through the ghost box, I said, I did that. So it was pretty cool.
I missed where you said that was. Was that at Thaddeus or at where?
Across the street. Diagonal.
Oh, across the street. Really?
I don't know the address, but yeah.
It was one of the houses actually that I stood in front of and was taking pictures of the Thaddeus Stevens house from like the front stoop of this house. So that was really weird for me that, you know, little did I know that we were going to have an opportunity and be called in and asked to come to a place right across the street that was having activity. And I was literally standing on the stoop taking pictures of the Thaddeus Stevens house from outside. So it was really, it was pretty neat to have that opportunity. It's cool.
Yeah. I really love the Thaddeus Stevens house. I want to get back there. I think it's like one of the cooler properties that I've been to. I just like the idea of the log cabin. I just think, not even paranormally speaking, I just thought it was like a awesome little like house, and we had a good time there. That, I mean, just investigating, and it was unique too. You know, something that like the door when it opened. Oh my God, that was just crazy to have all three of us be in a living room and no one else in the house and have the door open completely. And it wasn't like a simple door to open, you know, it was the latch.
Yeah, that latch, it was rather impressive for sure.
Yeah. I mean, so, like it was a two-handed door. You couldn't just open the door like normal.
Exactly.
So
now, Rob, from that experience to what else? Like what would you say is your most profound paranormal experience that you've had thus far in all your years of investigating?
I feel as if I need to say one that was when you were there, because I feel like if I say one,
you don't have to. You've got. I asked the question. It does not pertain to, you know, only those limited to those with me. I'm talking about of all time.
Right.
Like your whole,
I don't know. It's like I feel
life.
As if in life.
In your paranormal life.
In my paranormal investigating life, or just my life in general?
You could give two if you'd like, one of each, if you have to. Or
just, I don't
know. You know,
I was just,
one single
I was,
event
I was
that just,
trying
you know.
To,
I think I know which one
it's
would
tough
be his.
Because it's tough, you know, it's tough because it's like, do when I look back, and is like the most recent stuff just in my mind because it's, you know, the most current. We have really had a lot of weird and amazing captures, and I guess when we did the Farnsworth, and I had the chair pulled, and we actually captured it from three different angles. That was pretty unique because that reminds me of all the times that we said, oh, if we only had a camera there to capture that, you know, something physical happened. It seems like that's the thing is we always miss it. And that was cool because we actually captured it from three angles, which is, like, really weird. I don't know. And then probably the oddest thing that's happened is when we did the House of Wills, and you had that, I don't know if we're calling it a possession or you were taken over or whatever, but that was weird. I think that's one that you just don't forget. Yeah. So I think that might be like the most interesting one because I could see it from as it unfolded where you don't even remember it, you know? So
yeah,
I don't know. I think that one's like the most interesting. just because I swear it was not you, and you don't remember it,
mm-hmm.
which also leads mm-hmm. to, you know, more validation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
but it was
lot,
like how she was acting too, right? It wasn't just that
yeah,
you
she
swear
didn't
it wasn't
swear.
Her. Like she
no,
was just and her body language.
She,
yeah.
No, like, yeah, everything, and the way she like her speech pattern and everything was completely different. So that one was pretty cool. I liked that the Keeley Mansion, we did the ghost box, and you know sometimes you still have to be leery of the ghost box, I think. But when we were at the Keeley Mansion and we had the name Kenny Danko come through, and then we verified that Kenny Danko actually worked there, that was kind of
mm-hmm.
cool.
Yeah.
You know, and then I think at the Farnsworth on top of the chair when we had the that daddy come through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thanks daddy. That was pretty weird. I don't know. I guess I'm trying to give you like a top five because I really can't narrow down to one. And I'm like, oh my God, this was like my favorite experience. But
now, I
yeah,
remember
we've had
one
some...
that I think was one of the first times that I had ever heard you say that something touched you. And I remember how bewildered you looked. Like you were like, you were kind of shook. Do you remember
which one
I'm talking about? Outside of Hillview Manor when we were at
yes,
it, we were there
that.
And we were walking. And you,
and
look
at
the
look
on your face
was red.
Yeah.
And it was red. Yeah, and you could see fingerprints. That was weird.
Where were you touched?
Arm, like the inside portion of my arm. You could actually make out like two fingerprints. It was weird, like... And we were walking outside. It was just like we left, and it was we really didn't even capture anything throughout the day there. You're right. That was a weird one.
Your facial expression said it all because, and I wish I had a camera because the look on your face was priceless because it was like I'd never seen that before because I'd never seen you react to having been touched. I'd never even heard you say that before, and when you were like. What in the, and you were like, just looking down and kind of like shaking your head a little and just like mouth open, like, you know, like what, you know, and I'm like, what
I've got
are
that
you, what, dude?
Problem, so it might have just been that, but, you know, it was kind of like we were leaving and just walking around. I think we were going to try to find the cemetery or something. And it was like something grabbed my arm and like pulled me back, like come back into the building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was kind of strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would make the top 10. I think I prefer if someone asked me that, I would give like a top 10. You know,
it's hard to pick one. It's like picking your favorite kid, you know? It's like, God, just one? What?
Well, and I know, even when we did, like Ohio State Reformatory, we had that ghost box session. That was when I was just starting to really embrace the ghost box. And we did a session where we were getting full sentences come through. That was relevant. I thought that was cool. You know, like, it's little things that maybe even, they're profound because they change the way you investigate or they change your, they make you more open. You know, so I think you got to take it for what it is. It's, I guess, like, certain things then, change, you know, how you handle situations or investigate or what you believe or, you know, open your mind. So I think a lot of that, you know, is when I base the experiences, it might not be like the most amazing piece of evidence, but it was, you know, profound in my investigating life.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally get it.
You know, like, and a lot of times, like, I'm not patient with the EVPs, you know, running really closely, but then there's been, like, lately we've been going with this run that we've been crazy responses on our recorders. And so now I need to, like, reevaluate my thought process because the last two times we ran, I would say it's more than successful. I mean, we did, like, 12 minutes and we had one time where there was a minute out of the 12 that someone was just talking to the recorder and, like, telling us their life story.
Right.
Which
and it was nice because places where we had the right atmosphere in order to be able to do a session where we didn't have a large amount of contamination and, you know, or any really other than, you know, outside noises that were easily explained and we called them out, you know, and we don't always have that situation. So it was nice to be at the last few places that we've been to be able to do that and really kind of get back to our EVP roots, I guess, you know, and sink our teeth in to something that kind of, I know for a long time, fell to the wayside for me just because the atmosphere wouldn't allow for a what I felt would be a true session because I felt it would be too contaminated. So, yeah, we were really lucky, and we had some really amazing results.
It was like, because it was relevant to even what we were asking. They were asking, like, who are you? And we were getting a response, I'm a patient. And we were at the mansion where, you know, Adam was running his practice. He had patients, you know, and then we had asked if you knew Kenny, because I was on the Kenny Danko, you know, like little trip, I guess. I kept asking, and the response was, yeah, Kenny's dead. You know, it's just like weird, 100%.
It was like nonchalant, no
relevant.
Shit. Like, he's like, yeah, Kenny's dead.
Kenny's dead.
Oh, wow. Well, see, that's why I like EVPs, and that's why I love doing EVP sessions, because to me, there's no real disputing that. If you know how many people are in the room and you know that there's no one else in the house or wherever you are and you're getting a voice that's not any of the two or three of you, then to me that's something that's substantial. Like when I got that answer from Thaddeus where it was like when I asked, you know, do you like having visitors here? And he was like, no. You know, it was definitive. Mm-hmm. It was like, no, I don't.
Well, I think he was clearly talking about everyone else and not us, because I think we're now his family. So clearly, it wasn't referring to us.
That was before he knew our, like, just say, like, that was before he knew us. And he was flying around with us in our caddy.
No, he might maybe just didn't like you guys being there. I mean, look at the fact when I was at the Farnsworth. We were doing that investigation that we haven't released the evidence, but we've talked about it. I was called asshole like 20 times. You know, and Nicole loved that one. That's probably one of her favorites.
Oh, gosh.
And,
it's probably one of my favorite sessions of all time. It's one of my favorite ghost box sessions of all time just because it was priceless.
Mm-hmm.
It might not have been priceless if it was calling me an asshole, but since it was calling Rob an asshole, it was priceless.
And that doesn't
it's funny because Wasn't it funny because Huntington was there for that, and it usually calls him Satan. So that's
the funny thing was, I reviewed more of it, and I said, "Is it who are you talking about? Are you talking about me, Nicole, or John?" And it's clear through the ghost box it says John. So I might have an out yet. We just haven't really gone over that enough. But there's a lot of good evidence that came out of that, you know, couple nights that we stayed there. So. You know, that we still have to review, but evidence-wise, I think, I guess, definitely a top 10 rather than just one.
Oh, yeah.
Before investigating. Definitely. Then, of course, there's things that kind of structure your interest. You know, like my family always was open about talking about the paranormal, so kind of, you know, stuck with me. And I had remembered a time, and I didn't even think about this until recently. I forget, my sister had told me about it when at my house growing up, we had a hair dryer turn on by itself. It actually switched on.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of like freaked me out. But I was only like in like sixth grade. And I remember like that was like, it freaked us all out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It literally like, it was on the counter plugged in and it just flipped on. And then on top of it, because it was like on and on full speed, it was kind of like spinning a little bit. So it was like really like, it made it 10 times worse. You know, but nowadays it's like, I would just, if something that happened, I'd just go turn it off and not even think twice. But, you know, when you're in, like, sixth grade, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, you think that, like, you know, Casper, the not-so-friendly Casper, is at your house, and he's wanting to blow-dry your hair.
With wet hair, apparently.
Yeah.
He had wet hair. He was swimming in a pool prior to.
Well, you know, where I live. You know where I live currently. And, I just got here the other day, so I haven't had access to a lot of my ghost boxes, so I just had to run one the other day just here in the apartment, and I'm running the 589 that Huntington gave me, and all of a sudden, it just turns itself off. I'm like, what? I put fresh batteries in it. I've had that particular box before when we were at Post Town turn on. Well, it was one of yours turn on.
Mm-hmm.
But remember we would have it, and we're like, what is that noise? But I never had one like shut itself off, which was kind of funny. Because you have to physically
like
press the
you know,
button.
Session's over. It was like, I'm done.
Because I turned it back on after, and the batteries, like, it went back on like normal. Like, it wasn't like the batteries died and it couldn't use it. So, I don't know. It was just
it's almost like a ghost mic drop, you know?
Yep, it was.
You're like, I'm
it
out.
Is. And I got my Sonopod, which you guys are going to be excited to use the next time we're all together. That was pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I can't believe how sensitive that is. Like, I was trying to listen and see, you know, I put it in my closet and I definitely heard some movement inside my closet. You know how I've talked before about my closet and how Ben Rimpod hits in there? I think there's something in my closet. I don't know exactly what, but
it's probably.
Hey, Rob, maybe you all should borrow her Sonopod and you do it at your house when, you know, because I know you also had some activity, I guess. And then it wasn't exactly, you know, like last week or anything, but more recent than not, right?
Yes, I did.
What was
my dogs were. Are you talking about the dogs? Yeah, my dogs were acting really weird. Like, they act a certain way when they see another dog. You know, they don't really like, the one little dog, I think, is intimidated by dogs in general. He was pinned down by a pit bull when he was little. And ever since then, he's like, you know, he doesn't like other dogs. And, you know, there was some weird, like, barking and it seemed like there was another dog like outside, and I was always just, you know, I run over there and shut the blinds, like, you know, you're stupid, whatever, that dog's not, come here, you know, whatever. And they just kept, they were in my office, and I was moving stuff around in my office, and they were, you know, kept peeking in the office. I was like, you know, that's really weird. So I put the REM pod on, obviously. You know, that's something that, you know, any of us would do who would do this. And the REM pod had been gone off. And I had asked, you know, where's your dog? And it went off again. And the dogs were, like, barking and going all crazy and stuff. It was really weird. And then I had called Nicole, and Nicole was like, you know, my dog just died last year. I was like, I wonder if it was Rudy. And she was like, well, did you ask? I was like, no, I asked if it was a doggy or whatever. And I was like, that was good. She's like, no, you should probably ask and find out. So I put it down again. And then I said, all right, well, let's try this one more time. And I'm like, is it Rudy? And then it went off right when I asked that question. It was weird. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if, you know, something just was messing with me or, you know, if it was the dog. But but the way the dogs were acting was like as if it was another animal.
Yeah.
Now, I have it on
that
video.
Was.
That's,
video.
I captured it, actually.
Yeah,
so it wasn't just like, you know, me being – usually that's the thing that I would like, oh, my God, guess what happened. But I actually videotaped it, so I have that. I can post it even online or whatever. My office is a mess,
cool.
But yeah, it was weird because it was a direct. No, that's all right. But yeah, that was kind of an interesting experience. That was just like in my personal life that, you know, and I think I'm not even like giving it justice. It really was like it was weird because I've got the dogs running around. I videotaped it all. It's just it's a weird it was a weird experience.
Yeah, for sure. And then you have your basement, the swing, which I thought was weird.
Oh, the faucet turned on by itself today too.
Now, do you think that the activity that you're experiencing perhaps at home is something that could have followed you, or do you think it's just things like, you know, your dog or family members or where, what kind of origin do you think that some of the activity perhaps that you've had and happen at your house has come from?
I don't know.
Well, I know we don't know, but.
No, I don't know because like the thing is like that when I, you know, like I am the psychics thing is kind of like I'm 50-50 on it. And there's some psychics I like, some that don't. Some that I find that I hit real close on stuff. And it seems like whenever I had talked to anyone, they always tell me that I never have any attachments. Never. Like, then it's like universalist. It's like a universal thing from.
Yeah, they just, they don't attach to you. They just all latch on to me.
Which is weird. You know, they're like, no, you got nothing. Like, they don't like you. You know, there's something about you they don't attach to you. And that's universal. So I don't know if that's true. If it's true, then, you know, maybe it's something here. I guess, even though I do live in, you know, considerably new construction, this is old farmland. And on top of it, you know, I hate to say the Indian burial ground, but there are some around this area. I don't think that's the case. It can't be verified. But, you know, this was a farm not even 15 years ago. You know, so I used to drive by. My subdivision is called the Vineyards, and I actually used to drive by the Vineyards, you know, when I used to go work out. So it was like, I very much, it could be just something from the land. I have to research.
Has there ever been a time where
know.
You did think that you brought anything home? Or do you think that really, truly, you just have not ever brought perhaps anything with you?
I don't know. I've never really felt like after I've come back from an investigation that there's been any kind of, like, activity pick up or anything.
Now, do you do anything?
I haven't seen
now, I know this
increase.
Answer, but... Unless you do something,
no.
I don't know about. But, you know, do you do anything,
no,
as we're all told to do these protective things, you know, and just say these
so
prayers.
Occasionally, like if something, like, messed up would have happened, and I just came back from an investigation. Mm-hmm. So, say something does happen. Like this ball just all of a sudden in front of me just rolls by itself. I'm like, look, you can't be here. You got to go. Like, I'll just say that out loud, you know, just for the hell of it. And I know you're supposed to say it as soon as, like, you leave or whatever. But, like, if something... You know, or if something just happens, like my faucet turned on today, I'd be like, yeah, that's not cool. You can't be here. You need to leave. You know, so I guess I don't say anything ahead of time, but like if something weird happens, which I can't even verify, I was in a rush today, so the odds are probably like 75% that I had left the faucet on. You know, so like there's probably a logical explanation, but to take that 6 seconds and be like, hey, you can't be here. You need to go. Why not?
Right.
And will they even listen? Who knows? You know, I'm not a ghost whisperer, and I don't believe that a lot of people are ghost whisperers. I don't think you can tell them where to go and what to do. And they're going to be like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I need to go there. I need to do this. You know, same thing with crossing people over and all that. I don't buy into it. You know, maybe it's true. I don't know. But I could be like, hey, you need to go now. And I can't necessarily say that if anyone tells me. If someone told me, hey, you need to go now, you know, I would probably not take a liking to that. So, you know, but do I do anything after we investigate? Probably not. Should I? Probably.
Okay.
But I've never felt like, I've never felt like anything has picked up or anything after an investigation.
Gotcha.
Well,
I don't know though. Maybe I'm just stupid.
We have 10 minutes left, so Rob, I know you I want to make a special announcement about SuperCon. So, want to tell us what your special announcement is?
I don't know. I don't know if I want to.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bro.
Well, maybe I could just do my own special announcement show, which I know Nicole loves. Yeah, so we do the SuperCon. We've done it now for 6 years. And it's coming up. It's 1 month out this Saturday. So, yeah, it's right around the corner. But, you know, a lot of our, like, 90-mile radius advertising hits starting this upcoming week. So there was still a little bit of time to throw in some extra guests and try to figure some other cool things out. And Post-Town Elementary is where we have it now currently, and it looks like there's a good chance it's going to stay there. And they're kind of like big thing that they always talk about, and everyone who's ever been there is like, hey, did you watch the Ghost Brothers episode? And, you know, we've heard that now for, what, 2 years? And I had the opportunity to talk to that Dalen, who was, I guess, the lead investigator for the show. And he spent time at Post Time. We actually were there the same day he was there. We just never talked to him.
Yeah.
And it turns out that we were able to, through rough negotiations and stuff, I'm just kidding. It was with our friend Greta. She's her book. She apparently, I wouldn't even know that Greta became a booking agent for other people besides the one that the guy she always booked for. And,
right. It was a shock to me. I was like, what?
Well, it could have been the easiest. It was like the easiest negotiation possible. And it was great. So we went back and forth for like, I don't know, 15 minutes and figured it all out. And, and it was cool too, because she actually knows like my personality, what I'm trying to accomplish. And she's like, well, why, if we do this, you can do it. And then why don't you just do this? Cause you did that the year before you did that back in Erie. Or I know you like to do this. So it was like, it was cool because it was, great to, she actually knew what we do.
Yeah,
so that
she's
Dalen
familiar
will become,
with the way,
yeah,
way
she's
we work.
Familiar with the way we function. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Dalen will be coming to the SuperCon and he will be investigating Friday night with us. That's a limited exclusive investigation of only 20 people. And we also have, which is cool about that, is we have him and we have Carmen Reed from Holiday in Connecticut, who are going to be featured that night. And it's very small. Post Town's a big building. You can fit 60, 70, 80 people. And we're only allowing 20 people on Friday night. And then Saturday night, he's going to investigate as well. And we're going to do like two little structured investigations to start with, where, we're going to go into a couple of the rooms and probably the mean teacher room or the special needs room, and he'll do, whatever we're going to do. And, you can actually come and, join that portion or go on your own, and then he'll be around to investigate afterwards on Saturday, and that's just like an open investigation.
Yeah.
And then he will
tickets
be at
are
the
available
expo
for both
all,
of those as of now, but yeah. If you're going to do Friday, you better jump on it, because that's only going to be 20 people. And that is unheard of. You get to investigate. This is his first time back to Post Town since
the first time, yes.
Since filming.
What's cool also is he will be at the expo all day, and he'll be doing a meet and greet question and answer session during the expo for everyone at no additional cost, for just the general admission ticket.
Well,
and our general admission tickets are very inexpensive. They're $15 at the gate.
Yeah.
We will be doing a special promotion for $10 next week for 1 week only. It's completely foolish not to buy them then, but if you want to come and pay us an extra $5 and buy it at the gate, that's fine by us.
Yeah, totally.
I actually prefer that. I actually think that's a better idea. So
I'm really looking forward to having the opportunity to investigate with him. I know I do love the show. I think the show's great.
I like the show, too. And they're
laugh.
Funny. Like the,
yeah, they're funny. Exactly.
Like, they're just
and
naturally just entertaining,
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. So,
I don't know.
This would be really cool. Shame on you. Well, you know what? You've been missing out, mister. You should check it out. Because it's,
well,
great.
We talked
it's a great show.
We talked earlier today, and we figured that I watched like a half episode of Ghost Adventures.
Mm-hmm. I made
I watched one episode. Yeah. We have watched it lately. But
I made him.
I don't watch the paranormal shows. Yeah.
I
watch
them
for location. I watch them for locations more so than like entertainment. You know what I mean? I don't look at them to watch how they investigate. I watch just to see where they go and what they get, just if anything.
Sometimes I watch to laugh, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, oh yeah, that too.
Because it's
that
like some of the times, some of the shows are very, they're just the way that they act is weird and just, totally drama and acting and not.
Oh,
not
yeah, when they scream like a girl.
Yeah. and Bun and, you know,
yeah.
Riff is good.
Yeah.
Funny, though.
But no, I find the Ghost Brothers entertaining, and I can ask them about that one location that I want to go to with you. They've actually been there, so
that's right.
That might
yeah.
be cool to
Where's that?
Talk to them about Jamaica to the Rose Hall.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really want to go to Rose Hall, Jamaica. And we need to go someplace where it's warm.
Yes.
But, yes, for sure.
Where your toes feel like they're burning from the sand and not burning because you're losing them.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And it has, like, you don't need windows. It's not going to be a blizzard inside. So, while that location was awesome, don't get me wrong. Yeah. I'll take a sandstorm over a blizzard. Yeah, for sure. When you're so cold, you can't.
This winter's supposed to be bad.
Yeah, really bad.
Shit, this winter's supposed to be bad.
Yeah, well, according to the Farmer's Almanac, I don't know how much stock you put in that, but I've heard not just them saying it, I've heard several people saying it's supposed to be a very, very snowy heavy snow, lots of shoveling, kind of winter. I'm hoping that's not the case.
As long as it starts after November, 4th or something, I'm good.
Yeah.
It's good exercise.
It just has to stay warm until then.
That's true.
What was that?
I said it's good exercise to shovel snow.
Oh.
Right.
I hate it.
Okay, well, you keep doing that.
I look forward to it.
Well, we've got 2 minutes and 50 seconds left, so if you want to, again, remind people where they can find out more about the SuperCon and about those investigations and such, if you'd like to go ahead and remind everyone that.
Yeah, the supercon.com.
That's a no-brainer.
Because, you
could
easily do that, too, which is funny because
I could.
You're asking me questions.
Like, I haven't been working
for
on it.
I'm like, yeah.
That's why
like, you don't
it's
already
fun
know.
To have you on because I'm like, what is that, Rob? Go ahead, give us the shameless plug.
But she's the guest. No, but you're the guest. She's the host, so she's mm-hmm. not playing
right.
that role today. So it's we're promoting
thesupercon.com.
Yeah,
that's right. And what are the dates again, Rob?
November 2nd and 3rd, 2018.
At
the Haunted Post in Elementary. Haunted Post, see, I even knew what you were going to ask me. I was already starting to answer your question.
And who
the Haunted
who's
Post going
to
be there?
Our latest announcement as to our lineup, who's our newest speaker?
Dalen from Ghost Brothers. You, me, Jenna, some other people.
That's right, because we don't have time to list them all because the list is that long.
The creators of the
Mermaid.
Check
out the full lineup at thesupercon.com. And remember that special that we don't necessarily care if you buy it or not, where your
right.
ticket sales prices will be starting next week for 1 week only, and that's for the general admission ticket. Secure your investigation tickets now, especially for that Friday night investigation, because it's limited to only 20 people. So get over there and get on it.
Yeah, we definitely prefer to
yeah.
wait and buy your tickets for full price. That's much better.
Yeah, but don't do that with your investigation because you won't have one. I know they're going to go quick.
Yeah.
So get on it, everybody.
Yeah, I know.
We are down to the last 45 seconds. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight to Let's Talk with Jenna and Nikki. Thank you, Rob, for being our guest tonight.
Yeah,
and,
thank you. We know that
see you all
nighttime is hard for you.
Any,
yes,
yeah.
We kept them awake.
I'm old.
No, I know. Nighttime, like... He's not a nighttime kind of guy. Even though he's a paranormal investigator, he likes to stop at like 9. So like
yes, it's 10 p.m. paranormal.
Yeah.
I always feel like, you know, when you ask me, it's like 6 p.m. I'm like, you're gonna be up tonight and you're ready to go. I'm like, yes, I will be. And then like 9 o'clock, I'm like, oh my god, that was the dumbest thing I ever said. That's an actual, that actually happened today. All right, thank you.
All right,
thank
thanks
you.
For coming
see
on
you guys next week.
And see you soon. All right, bye.
Bye, everybody.